Many students aren't learning to read on an adult level, and that has a huge effect on success in school and at work. Drago Little teaches literature at Rainier Scholars. It's a college prep program for low-income students of color in Seattle. Little told KUOW race and equity reporter Ann Dornfeld that there's a lot at stake for disadvantaged students and America.
2 years ago, the National Assessment of Educational Progress put out a summary report. According to that report, only 14% of all Black American 12th graders are proficient readers. Now, if you think about proficiency on the NAEP, it does not mean that you read above grade level. It means you can make inferences at grade level. So what that could mean is that 85% of Black American seniors in high school cannot read and understand the Constitution. That's a very serious problem.
And that's only looking at the Black 12th graders who are still in school.
Outside of maybe physical and psychological safety, I would say in a society like ours, literacy is probably the most important subject because it is the conduit through which all knowledge comes. Right now, there's a big move to have more STEM education, and that's extremely important as well. But you can't access the wonder and magic of science if you don't read well. And it kind of frustrates me to see all the STEM talk without some connection to literacy. And so for me, it was a way to empower people to understand the things that they needed to understand for themselves and to research things as they came up. And so I made a list of all my friends and all the ones who'd made it to college and sort of become successful, however you define that. They were all good readers.
For a struggling reader, like so many kids are, especially kids of color, what is school like as the years progress?
Everyone knows Pavlov from his research on dogs. But what Pavlov also did very good research on was on fostering aggression in especially young men. And he said there are three elements to that. He says you have to have something that needs to be done that is important, that is publicly visible, like reading in a class. You have to systematically deny the means by which to acquire that public thing that people are supposed to do. And then you have to systematically withhold the means to do that. And the way some kids learn how to read, that is exactly the problem. And so kids just reject it. They just back up from it. But when they're called out in class to do something they can't do and everyone's looking at them, and if you're talking about kids of color, many of them are already maligned in school in some ways, then it creates that feeling of shame and discomfort. And what we find in certain surveys and adult literacy research is that kind of never goes away. They just think reading is not for them.
What do you see that doing to the psyche of young people of color and older people of color?
My primary concern is that it keeps them from engaging in the society as full citizens. So there are all kinds of very basic things that highly literate people take for granted. My favorite example is the housing crisis. I would probably argue that if you surveyed the people who signed documents they didn't understand for loans that were probably going to sink them financially, if they had really understood those documents, then they probably wouldn't have signed them. And then the other thing I have seen is I have had a lot of people of color who are maybe mid-level professionals who feel sort of hobbled by their reading and writing skills. I get a lot of requests from people who, some of whom have gone to college but still have fairly weak literacy skills and who are concerned about their literacy, both reading and writing. And if you think about the amount of email you have to send in a white-collar job, that would be a very nerve-wracking thing. The other big connection that I've become very interested in probably in the last 3 to 4 years is the connection between literacy and health. And there was a very important study done a few years ago that said, I think it was as many as 80 million adults have poor health outcomes because of their level of literacy. If you don't read well, you probably don't understand the doctor's instructions as well, because most doctors, even when they don't mean to, tend to speak in very elaborate medical vocabulary and language. And so it has the very real effect of making you less effective in addressing your own health needs. And so, I mean, the ripple effects of literacy are kind of everywhere, but that was probably one of the more important connections I made early on.
So teacher quality is obviously important. If kids got to see teachers who looked like them, who sounded like them, who talked about things that were relevant to them and lit up their interest in reading, would that be what it took?
So I would do three things. First is I would double the amount of time teachers spend in being training in schools, and I would reform some of the teacher training programs to actually deal with teaching kids, right? A lot of it's can be a lot of useless theory. Two, I would make some effort to upgrade the teaching profession in this country. We don't talk about that. Teachers should make more money. They should be better supported. And we have not made the decision in this country to fully support public education. And three, it's important to have a diverse teaching profession. But in my opinion, it is just as important, especially in the humanities, which is my area, primarily literacy, to have teachers who know what human truth is and its connection to what we euphemistically refer to as relevant. My favorite example of that is Oliver Twist is more about kids in the hood than it is about kids in privileged neighborhoods in North Seattle. But because it's Dickens and because it has fancy vocabulary, we tend to think it is not about the kids of color in South Seattle. The Grapes of Wrath is more about low-income, exploited, disrespected immigrant families than it will ever be about privileged kids in AP. They are human truths that everyone should be exposed to. Their Eyes Were Watching God is about every woman on the planet Earth, because the idea in that book is what makes a good relationship. Every human being has to answer that question. So not that you don't want more teachers of color, I'm all for that, being one myself, but more importantly is you need teachers who can acknowledge and celebrate the deep human truths that exist in every culture.
With KUOW's Ann Dornfeld, that's Drago Little. He teaches humanities at Seattle University and literature at Rainier Scholars. KUOW is examining how racial inequity is shaping the Seattle area. You can get involved in the conversation on our Facebook page.